people that are affected by the furlough today are staying at home. They are not coming in. It's an unpaid, it's called an unpaid day of leave, unpaid leave. And they are not allowed to come to work. They are told to stay home, and this will happen one day per week as part of the federal budget sequester through the end of September.
Now, you're not keeping all 700 home today, obviously. You have this staggered out, I assume, over the course of the entire week?
There are 11 days that are staggered out between now and September 30th. It's individual supervisor's discretion as to who is taking a day off, but a good chunk of them are gone today, I can assure you of that. I'm here today at the base, and as we speak, things are already, there's minimal manning across the base. It's affecting all areas of our mission, including flying and maintenance, administration. Right here in my office, I have two people that are furloughed today.
Yeah, what are some of the jobs that are impacted by this?
The jobs here at the base include people that work on the planes, the maintenance people, people that load cargo onto the planes or take it off the airplanes, which are called aerial port reservists, people that work in the finance office where the pay circulates across the base, civil engineering, like the public works of the base, operations, which are the folks that take care of the flying. It's a very significant day today, the first day of these 11 days of furlough.
And what impact will this have now on your operations? Will you be able to keep your mission going?
We will, Paul. We're just having to try to do the best we can to work with less people and less time. Things that are being affected are things like the gate, the James Street gates being closed for all these furlough days that are coming up today, the 19th and the 22nd of July, several days in August, and a couple days in September that we'll have one of our base gates actually closed up for the whole day. Our base fitness center won't be open on non-training weekends anymore. It'll only be open on weekends where we have our reservists out here. Our club, which serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, will be closed for the 11 furlough days. And that's a place where a lot of people go to eat on the base. It'll be closed because of the staffing shortages.
What's the economic impact on the region as a result of this? I know the figure that's often quoted is that Westover puts $240 million a year into the local economy. And obviously, since people are not being paid to come into work, or not working, what's the impact on the economy?
Well, when you look at that figure which you mentioned, which is a last fall indeed was about that amount, people like myself who I'm also affected by all this, we won't be as inclined to go out to eat somewhere. We won't be as inclined to go out and buy things as much. So it's going to have an obvious effect on the economy. A 20% pay cut is what we're all looking at. And when you talk about a 20% pay cut, that affects whether you're going to go out and make a run to the grocery store or hold off, or whether you're going to go out to eat. There's a lot of restaurants around the base that are going to see the change because people aren't going to be as inclined to go out to eat with that additional expense that they're dealing with. So it's going to be felt, and it's going to be felt by the local area because of the fact that a lot of us live locally. A lot of us Air Reserve technicians and civilians live in this area.
Now, in addition to the military transport responsibilities, Westover has also been used in the past as a staging area by FEMA to respond to natural disasters such as Hurricane Irene, Superstorm Sandy. If something like that were to occur, what would the impact of the furloughs be?
Well, the furloughs are scheduled to take place on those dates that I mentioned, and we'd have to see what would happen as far as the scope of the disaster, of what could happen with today's weather. You just never know. But we'd have to. I can't really speculate on how we would handle that with FEMA at this point. We'd have to just see what would happen with as far as how severe the situation was.
What's the outlook past September? Do you expect that we'll see additional furloughs as the sequestrations will continue, or is that the decision that's yet to be made by the Department of Defense?
That's a very good question. The end of the fiscal year is September 30th, and we have received no word of any kind as to what's going to happen beyond that. We just don't know. We have to comply with the orders that come down from the Pentagon and salute smartly, as they say, and we haven't received any word as to what's going to happen beyond September 30th.